It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. I'm sure after the past week's events, you as well as I feel very blessed to be here safe and sound. And you know, Wednesday night, the first call that I made was to check on the safety of my son, which was, he was perfect, so that was great. And then the next person I checked on was Barb Bredesen, our co-host today. You know, I knew that Barb was scheduled to teach a class at Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods at White Bear Lake at our office, and, you know, I wasn't sure what route she would take, and thankfully, Barb was safe and all our staff were safe and sound, and so I'm really pleased to have Barb here today, so welcome, Barb. You know, she's our co-host, and a lot of our listeners know Barb because you've been teaching for about 10 years, I think, and probably hundreds and hundreds of people. And in fact, I know that you inspire so much these people that take the class that they actually follow you from one, you know, we call them groupies for Barb.
My groupies. I guess that's true. They do. And I think it has a lot to do, Dar, with one person described it in saying that I have deep pockets when it comes to information. And it's like you have deep pockets. You can really reach down and address almost anything, and someone says something and it sparks a thought about something else. So
I think, Barb, one of the things that those deep pockets come from, constant study by both of us.
That's really true. You just can't, and it's a motivation to study. It's about, you know, you learn one thing and you want to learn something else about that, or something ties in and it's just so fascinating and it's sort of magical.
Right, it is, and it's problem solving. It makes a difference for people.
So, you know, these teaching as many classes as I do really gets me away from preaching to my family so much, and they all really appreciate that because they're real tired of hearing all the time how they should be eating differently than they are.
Well, maybe they're a little tired of the nutrition talk, but I know they never get tired of your cooking real food. So, Barb, what's some of your favorite things, or what do they like that you really prepare?
Well, they like just about everything because they're both college kids, and I think Eric finally realized that food wasn't so great at college when he could come home and get real food. He really noticed the difference. And so they like and I do too, just like a good piece of meat, and we really appreciate, or I do anyway, the grass-fed piece, and it might be a chicken breast or cooking a chicken in the oven or on the grill, and or it might be a steak, or it might be a hamburger, or pork chop, whatever.
Well, what about this liver and onion stuff that I always hear about?
Well, that never gets fixed at home because nobody in my family, except for my mother and my sister, like it. So my mom prepares it at her house, and it's usually when my family's busy, and so my sister and I get together with her and kind of have a little gathering around the liver and the bacon and the fried onions.
So how old's your mom now?
My mom is 90 years old. Oh. 90 years young.
Okay.
Hi, Mom. And she has always, I just figured out, I think lately, she's always eaten well. She's always believed she was eating well, even though once in a while, she did get off track with Cool Whip and margarine and kind of followed the crowd with that. But she's always known to have a salad. She's always known to fix vegetables with her meals, to have, you know, meat with most meals. And often breakfast was, you know, we didn't relegate to cereal very often. So
Barb, does she have any arthritis or any health issues?
She does not. I have slept over when I'd have an early class on this side of town or something, and I'd stay over at her house, and I'd be woken up in the morning by her doing her 100 bicycles in bed, her exercise that she does every day. And for whatever reason, she stays limber. She doesn't have arthritis. She eats good quality fats now. She really has minimized the aging process on her body.
So, you know, what we're really talking about is arthritis today. That's our topic. And it's kind of interesting because Barb's mom's 90 years old and she doesn't have arthritis. And, you know, you guys all know how old I am and I don't have arthritis. And Barb, you don't have arthritis, do you?
I don't.
Nope. We're very lucky because 46 million people, a million people have arthritis. So that's basically one in five adults. And it was surprising to me that it is the leading cause of disability for people. Well, you know, that's amazing.
I think the really sad part of that, Dar, is that many of them don't see a way of changing that for themselves. They don't see a healing of that. They really have sort of acknowledged that they're going to have arthritis for the rest of their life, and it'll probably get worse rather than better.
And maybe their only possible option might be some kind of arthritis drug, but then we know many of those were taken off the market. So, again, if you guys have joint pain or stiffness, and I think most people that have arthritis, they kind of know these symptoms, you know, you lose some movement and your joints swell. And so what we want to do is look at some of the nutritional things that you can do, some nutritional tips to kind of help people reduce pain and inflammation. And that's kind of the whole topic of our show today.
Well, I know that we've actually really have helped a lot of people with this. I know you have with your clients, and we teach a class called Foods to Reduce Pain and Inflammation in the community ed system, and we've had hundreds of people go through that class, and every once in a while you get one coming back saying, you know, they actually did it, and it really made huge differences for them. And so that's just so wonderful to hear that the quality of their life can really be improved when they have such a seemingly debilitating disease.
Well, you know, when I sit down with people individually in our counseling room, I always write down the goals, and I always write down if they have pain and inflammation. And then when they come back in 2 or 3 weeks, I'll say, well, how's your pain level these days? And they'll look and they'll say, oh, you know what? I don't have any pain now. I mean, it is so, in 2 or 3 weeks, can be remarkably reduced for very many people. And I think that's just amazing.
Yeah. And I going back to, you know, we have people fill out that health survey. And sometimes you do kind of forget that you had the pain. I mean, it feels, you feel great and you start moving around. And it's not like you've kind of forgotten that it was there in the first place. It's like having headaches for months on end, and then you do something to change it in your diet and it's gone. And you almost don't realize it because you feel so good and you're just living life.
I know it. You know, I know today it's kind of rainy, and I think a lot of people are going to be sitting by the radio and they maybe even have some kind of joint pain. And so let's kind of throw out our phone number, because if they want to call and you have a personal question today, our number is
651-641-1071.
So there's a lot of different names for arthritis. You know, there's osteoarthritis, and that's kind of a degenerative joint disease in which the cartilage, that little covering that goes over the ends of the bones, start to deteriorate. And that can deteriorate for a lot of different reasons. And so what happens is then you end up with bone rubbing on bone. Sounds kind of awful, doesn't it?
Well, I actually have an aunt who just went through knee surgery. And, I think it has to be pretty painful to want to have your whole knee joint replaced so that you'll feel better.
Yes, agreed. That's amazing.
But then there's all sorts of different, it's so interesting. There's so many different kinds of arthritis. There's rheumatoid arthritis, which is more of the autoimmune disease where, you know, your body is actually kind of attacking itself. And in that case, the joint lining is becoming inflamed and causing more pain. So there's lots of different levels of this arthritis.
And of course, you know, there's gout. And it seems that seems to affect men more than women. And I probably see about 2 clients every month, men that have gout. And But, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'm always surprised at this. No one has told them that if they reduce the sugar, the soda, and the alcohol, that they might have less gout symptoms. And that those things, sugar, soda, and alcohol, might be the biggest problem. You know, we know this because diabetic people or pre-diabetic people often have gout. And that indicates that they're having higher blood sugars. So I recommend, again, no processed foods. You know, get rid of the breads, get rid of the pastas, get rid of the cereals, and just eat lean meat, fish, lots and lots and lots of vegetables, and 2 or 3 tablespoons of really healthy fat every time they eat. And it's amazing how fast their pain level, that gout pain level, that pain in the toe diminishes. Now, not everyone has pain in the toe, but that's one of the classic symptoms of gout.
Well, and then the other thing they have to do is eliminate the fats, the good fat, the bad fats, trans fats, sorry, the bad fats, refined oils that are starting to damage the cells and creating more inflammation on top of the high sugar foods that they're eating.
So, Barb, we're going to kind of stop with trans fats and come back to it a little bit because we're going to take a short break. And we have a couple of callers already on the line, and we're going to come back to you, too. You know, our body has a sign language system that gives clues to your nutritional well-being. If you have poor quality nails, you may have digestive problems or have a deficiency in protein, a B vitamin that's called biotin, or you might be lacking essential fatty acids. So again, if you have questions about arthritis or other nutritional questions today, give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear, and I can't help but ask myself how much I let the fear take the wheel and steer.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Bredesen, nutrition educator, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. We're discussing ways to prevent arthritis. Before we went on break, Dara was talking about brittle nails linked to a protein deficiency or a biotin deficiency. And really the perfect food, which has both those things for strong nails, are egg yolks, liver, cheese from grass-fed animals. I just want to tell you a little bit about a snack that Wendy Kate's Dancer, who's often here on the radio, was working with me out at Wayzata yesterday and had prepared chicken liver pate from a recipe book that we have in the office. And she said it was so easy and so inexpensive, and we had little hors d'oeuvres with rice crackers and a little bit of her liver pate and some green olives on top. And it was just the nicest little thing before we had our lunch yesterday. So we were getting our nails to grow even then.
Very good, Barb. So, and I bet that was organic.
Organic chicken liver.
Yeah, organic chicken liver. So that's the only thing. So we do have several callers here. So we're going to talk to Kim. You have a question for us? Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't really have a question regarding arthritis, but I do have an occasional pain in my calf.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fairly active individual. I run about 5 times a week. But what I've noticed is that I go through phases where especially later in the day, my calves just ache, so it's like hard to even sit still.
Okay, I think what's going on, and that makes sense because if you're a runner, you're also perspiring a lot, and probably you're getting deficient in magnesium as a possibility, and that certainly is going to make more cramping, but you very well could be getting deficient in potassium too, or even some sodium. So your electrolytes are kind of getting out of balance, and you don't have enough in your system. So taking either a really healthy electrolyte drink, which isn't Gatorade, or Propel, because those are basically sugar waters.
Right.
Something that, I don't know, at our office we have something that's called Peltier water that is a healthy electrolyte rebalancer, but You can also take just a multi-mineral supplement at a fairly, you know, good-sized dosage after you run so that you replenish that. And, of course, making sure that you're drinking plenty of water. I mean, that's the other thing that you have to make sure of, because sometimes that's all it is. It's dehydration.
Okay.
So that makes sense?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
And I think what we'll do is take another call here. We have, let's see, on line one. Christy, you have a question for us?
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is not regarding arthritis either. I have been experiencing for probably, as I've thought about it, maybe about a year, 3 to 5 times a week, where I'm having excessive bloating at the end of the night after I eat my meal, and sometimes it carries on into the evening. Sometimes I just need to lay down and let it pass, and other times it may take me half the night. You know, I'm a good eater. I'm an exerciser. So I just wondered what your thoughts were.
Here's a couple of other questions that I might ask you.
Sure.
Or do you eat, do you drink milk?
I do not drink milk.
Okay. Are you dairy sensitive?
I have been dairy sensitive over the years, and have had a lot of trouble, especially like processed cheeses and things like that, and which is how I became, you know, avoiding a lot of the dairy foods.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me, and Barb, you can pop in here too. It sounds like maybe you are a little deficient in either a digestive enzyme or a possibility that you're a little low on beneficial bacteria.
Okay.
And the one that you have mostly in your intestinal tract is bifidobacteria.
Right.
So maybe taking a supplement of bifidobacteria or maybe even adding some organic yogurt would be another way to get it in.
Okay.
But I think, you know, as sensitive as your system is, you might need to take actually a supplement of that.
And how much am I looking for?
Well, you know, usually if you take one capsule before every meal, like 10 minutes before every meal, mm-hmm. that's sufficient to really, you know, take care of the problem.
Okay. Now, what do you think about these, like they're now introducing cheeses and things that have that acidophilus in it? Is that another good way of getting it, or stick with the tablet?
Barb's an expert in this field.
Well, I think for one thing, they're not usually adding bifidus per se, and that's the thing that Dar is talking about that helps in the small intestine.
Okay.
And I don't think that cheeses whole. I think naturally cultured cheeses that aren't pasteurized probably already have some things that help your digestion. Mm-hmm. Raw milk cheeses from Europe, as opposed, or Organic Valley has some too.
Okay.
Might be easier to digest.
Okay.
But as far as promoting what you're already missing, it probably doesn't do that well.
Okay.
There is a beverage called kombucha that I would suggest maybe you start. You always start small, and that's in the health food store. My mom drinks this, my 90-year-old mom.
Yeah.
And I think it really helps her keep her immune system up and keep her. It adds enzymes as well as good promotes the health of the good bacteria in your digestive system. So that might help too.
And Barb, I would think a lot of people have no idea what that might be. It's really, you explained it before the show. It's really what?
Well, it's a fermented tea, really. And it's formed from sugar and tea cultured by a growth of bacteria and yeast. And I make it in my home. I make it for a lot of the teachers at work. But you can make it easily. You know, you can call the office and get my number and find out how to make it. You just need the culture. But you can also buy it, you know, at the health food store. It's a very, very popular drink right now. They can hardly keep it on the shelves.
Like a Whole Foods market?
Yes.
Whole Foods, yeah. The co-ops,
the webbed,
Byerly's.
Know? Right.
And it's
Russian
kombucha.
Natural. Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Or they have one called Synergy, which has different sort of fruit flavors and things in it, but not added sugar.
Okay, great. And it's bifidus I'm looking for.
Yes, it is.
Acidophilus.
That's right.
Okay.
Very good.
Should I see improvement in that? Will I know if it's working quickly, or it will take some time?
No, I would say in a couple of weeks it should be. If it isn't better in a couple of weeks, then there's something else going on.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Barb, we were talking about, when we left, we were talking a little bit about trans fats. And we were just, You know, I think one of the things that people don't realize is the kinds of foods that they're getting trans fats. And I know we talk about this every show, but still, it still is a surprise to a lot of people.
It is. You know, I kind of have a story to tell about Girl Scout cookies. And when you have a serving of Girl Scout cookies, you're getting, well, you're getting possibly a gram or so, but we don't ever eat Girl Scout cookies in a serving size anyway. I always kind of joke in my classes that it should be marked by the sleeve, because that's the portion size that we eat Girl Scout cookies with. And then we're getting, you know, upwards of 10 grams of trans fats when we do that. And that's just going to be so destructive at the cellular level. Muffins in the grocery store, muffins at the coffee shop, you know, picking up that scone before you go to work, is all going to add to the inflammation that's causing or having an impact on your arthritis or pain.
You know, I know that one of the authors that we have read many times talks about trans fats as being one molecule away from plastic. And I'm not sure that that's true, but it's a really graphic thing. So if your cells are kind of hard and crusty, you know, you can kind of see the cause and effect relationship. You know, eat a muffin. Trans fats from the muffin is carried into your blood by, and then the blood carries it right into your joints, and then they become stiff, hard, crusty cells. And then just with a little bit of extra wear and tear, the cartilage is worn out. So it kind of goes back to having the kinds of fats, the trans fats, that maybe are leading to the breakdown of the cartilage for you.
Right, and you know, skipping over to another type of arthritis, the one called osteoarthritis, where you get these tiny, tiny little hard lumps, bony type of lumps on the joints.
You know, Barb, I have a lot of clients that come in and they've got these little, like little nodules or little bumps right on the corner or the joints of their little fingers, and then they pop along and they go to the other joints. And
right, and when they have them on their fingers, that's just maybe the end result. They probably already have them inside on their spine, on their hips, on their knees that
right.
They're not noticing.
Barbara, it's time for a break here.
Okay.
So, you know, Dr. Jonathan Wright, and a lot of people know about Dr. Jonathan Wright, found that 90% of the people with poor quality nails were deficient in hydrochloric acid. Brittle nails may be a clue that you are deficient in hydrochloric acid, and that's a digestive enzyme to assist on the breakdown of protein. So if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Redison, nutrition educator, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we are looking at the role of real food and how that plays in preventing arthritis.
So if you have questions today, our number is 651-641-1071. Or if you would like, you could email us at email@weightandwellness.com. And we'll either answer your question on air or we will answer it personally for next week sometime. So either way is a good way to get a hold of us. You know, Barb, we've got several callers, but one of the things that I wanted to do before we take callers is to, we were talking a little bit about trans fats, and I think maybe people, if they can visualize it, maybe some of these lumps or knobs that they're getting might be coming from trans fats, but a perfect way to help people realize that those are damaging, but we need fats in our diet, don't we?
We do, and, you know, fats are, of course, my favorite subject. And I think as much as they are involved in the structure of the cell and how important that is and how trans fats really disrupt the structure of each individual cell, they also disrupt the way that nutrients are used. And so, you know, those nodules might be just calcium being formed in the wrong place, or, you know, it's like it disrupts the actual, what's actually supposed to happen in the cell, and it doesn't happen correctly.
So, again, you know, good healthy fats are some of the favorite things that we have. I think avocados are great.
Right. Well, I just, you know, in my class, I just came from teaching the last weight and wellness class with Cassie at the office, and we were talking about the structure of the cell, and the structure is polyunsaturated fats.
Like avocado, or like nuts.
Like nuts and seeds and leafy greens, and then saturated fats like buttercream, coconut oil, palm oil, and monounsaturated fats.
That's my avocado.
Like avocados, olive oil, but also I was telling the class, lard has a large amount of monounsaturated fat. Lard from healthy animals has a high percentage of monounsaturated fats like olive oil.
Isn't that just amazing? People are just always amazed. Now, we're going to take a few callers here. We have, Joelle, you have a question for us, or you have a comment about Girl Scout cookies?
Yes, I do. I used to do some nutrition education and really respect everything that you guys are doing. Love your show.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to make a comment about the Girl Scout cookies. I've been involved in health campaigns and trying to steer away from food as fundraisers. But the Girl Scouts, unfortunately, you know, for years have been raising majority of their funds through the sale.
Yep.
And now they do have some trans fat free cookies.
Yes, we know that. But
And
that's a good move in the right direction.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, the kids are much more aware of it and they push those cookies, and it's a huge fundraiser for a wonderful organization. So I just don't want the soundbite about trans fats to be emphasized against the Girl Scout cookies.
Okay. But people really have to start looking at the label on all those cookies and see if there is any partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated fat in any of those, and then make the decision of which ones to buy. But people, you know, people still lack a lot of education about this topic.
Yes, they do.
So,
I also wanted to ask you if you have any knowledge about the acai berry out of the Amazon.
Not really. No, I don't.
Okay. It's supposed to be, it's being studied and researched and has shown to improve the health of people with arthritis. And
so it must be some type of an antioxidant then.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And I think that's, you know, it's always good to clear up some of those. We are aware of the fact that there are some Girl Scout cookies that they say have no trans fats, but I'd have to take a look at the label exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, Dara, and I don't mean to keep pushing this button about Girl Scout cookies, but I did have someone in a class who got pretty defensive and about that when I mentioned them, and they said that they were trans fat free. And the next time I looked at a box, it did say zero trans fats in the label box, but it still had partially hydrogenated fats in it. So they're kind of playing the same game that a lot of people out there are. They're using that legislative freedom to list zero trans fats, but yet stick them in there.
And I think it would be really nice if the Girl Scouts could find a different type of fundraiser, a different, either a healthy food or just a different product. Then
maybe they should switch to organic anyway.
Organic
flour and, you know.
Yeah.
Maple syrup and butter. What do you think?
Sounds good. Okay, we're going to take another caller here. Virginia, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I've been, it's kind of a weird thing, but I've been on HRT, or was on HRT, for like 17 years. And last November, I decided to get off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still experiencing hot flashes. Now, I also have IBS, bad, that with constipation and all that other wonderful stuff. And I find that if my intestines seem to be, you know, giving me problems, I get more hot flashes.
Certainly.
Is there something I can do to help relieve that, or...
Well, I think one of the, I would direct you to our class coming up. Barb, when's that coming up?
We're starting on Monday in St. Paul, Wednesday in Wayzata, and Thursday in White... No, Wednesday in White Bear Lake and Thursday in Wayzata. We're doing our gut reaction class.
Ah.
And we're really proud of it. It's a brand new class, and we would welcome you to be at one of those classes. It will help you with your hormonal regulation, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It's only $25 for a two-hour class, and Barb's teaching it, and, you know, she is an excellent teacher.
That
so, you know, it's a good way to get the foundation. Now, there may be some things that you need to do beyond that, after that information, because we work with a lot of people with IBS and hot flashes, and, you know, you have more estrogen built up in your system, so we have to help you kind of detox that estrogen out of your system. But being constipated certainly increases that, and so you have to kind of work slowly to get that out of your system. So there's a lot of other things.
I'm listening to you guys. I eat more vegetables, and that's
great.
Tremendously.
Yeah, and some healthy fats, you know, the olive oil and those things really help with constipation. And, of course, drinking lots and lots of water helps with that, too. So,
yeah, I'm not a water drinker, but if I put a little bit of juice in it, I can drink a lot.
Well, that's a good way to go. So.
Okay, well,
right.
I'll check out that class. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, Barb, we have to take a break. You know, just another quick body sign, and we're going to talk about carpal tunnel syndrome. It may be a sign of a vitamin B6 deficiency. So, again, if you have questions, call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event.
651-699-3438. We'll do it all.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Bredesen, nutrition educator. And as Dar mentioned earlier, I am teaching quite a few classes still in August coming up for nutritional weight and wellness at our offices. You can check out our website at weightandwellness.com for locations and times. As I mentioned earlier, we have a digestion class coming up next week. And then at the end of August, we have our new bone class that's really great. And I think next week we're even teaching a nutrition for healthy kids class. So if you want to learn how to feed your kids better, that would be a great class to take.
And I think, Barb, our topic next week for our radio show is on autism. And people that have children that have a lot of questions, it's a good show to listen to. So if you have questions about our classes, you know, call us at 651-699-3438. And we'll be happy to answer any questions you might have about our classes. And I really want to take this next caller. Chris, you have a question for us today? Chris?
Yes.
Hi there.
My question is, my daughter, she's 3 years old now, but since she's been about a year and a half, she's had severe trouble with constipation, and the doctor put her on some it's like a laxative. I can't remember. It's the equivalent of a product called Miralax that they sell over the counter now.
Yep.
And the problem is that every time I've tried to sort of wean her off of it or get her off of it, she has severe problems. And then there's even been a couple times when we've had to bring her into the emergency room.
Right.
And I just don't know what the best thing to do. You know, I'm just wondering if there's any type of a natural type of product that might help her.
Well, one of the things that I do recommend is take that digestive class, because we really talk a lot about constipation. But, you know, just looking at what she's eating is the first thing you have to do, because she's probably eating something that she's sensitive to that's making her intestinal tract become inflamed, which results in constipation. And so often that is bread things and pastas and those kinds of things, you know, more of the gluten-type products. Sometimes it can be dairy products. Sometimes it even can be eggs. So you have to kind of look at all those different possibilities, and then making sure that she's got good beneficial bacteria, like the bifidobacteria in her intestinal tract. And then a lot of times people need more minerals like magnesium to make sure that they're, you know, your colon is really a muscle. And so it has to be relaxed. And that one of the things that helps relax that is magnesium. So there's a lot of factors. And sometimes when we're working with children, we have to take each aspect and find out what is really the cause of this, and then help rebalance that. You know, it's going to maybe all she needs is to eat more vegetables. Who knows? That makes sense? Oh, I think we ended up losing our caller. So, you know, Chris, I think if you're listening, it's, you know, one of the things to think about is, you know, always add more vegetables. You know, things like bananas are very constipating. Even apples tend to be a little more constipating. But if you're doing things like melons and berries, that's better. And a lot of, you know, more green type vegetables, that's going to be better for. So there's a lot of different answers to that question, just tons. And but it's really a serious problem, especially if it's for a 3-year old. It's something that we need to deal with and get that corrected. And I'm getting the signal that we have to take a break, Barb. My gosh. Okay. So another interesting body sign, you know, white spots on or bands on your nails may indicate a deficiency of protein, zinc, and B6. You know, interestingly, the food source for zinc and B6 is animal protein. So, questions again for us today, 651-641-1071, and we will be back.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightAndWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Dar and I would like all of you to realize that there are many nutritional recommendations to help reduce the symptoms of arthritis. We always start with real food, and then we add the necessary supplements to speed recovery. All of our nutritional counselors at Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help you with a plan to reduce your pain and inflammation. And Dar, one of the most common supplements you would give someone with arthritis would be omega-3 fatty acids. Is that not true?
That's true. And, you know, we know that if you're looking at foods, that comes from salmon, sardines, mackerel, tuna. Or you can take a fish oil supplement. And research from 2002 showed that omega-3 fish oil decreased the wear and tear and inflammation of osteoarthritis. I mean, isn't that sound great?
So what's the answer to that then? If you're willing to eat a can of sardines, and I love sardines because they're very easy. You just want to make sure you don't leave your empty can at work without a plastic bag because people don't appreciate that. But add a bag of lettuce and some mixed vegetables on there. Throw a can of sardines and a little bit of olive oil and vinegar, maybe some sliced olives, and you're good to go for a great afternoon.
So if you're not willing to do that, then you need to add 4 to 6, at least that, of soft gel caps of omega-3s every day. You know, not one. I heard someone was taking one a month and thought that was enough. No, not one a day, but they need, you know, 4 to 6, sometimes even 9. And not only does it reduce inflammation in the joints, but all over your body. And many people find that it is the trick to increase their metabolism. So, you know, it's a win-win situation for everyone.
You want to take that call, Dar?
Okay, I think we can. Okay. Mary Jo, you have a question for us? Welcome to the show. Mary Jo?
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, I did. You talked earlier about hydrochloric acid.
Yes.
I just was wondering, do I look for that into fruits and vegetables, or do I look for it in a medication? Because I have osteoarthritis, I have spinal stenosis.
Okay.
And I've had knee replacement and back surgeries and stuff. So where do I go to get the best?
Well, hydrochloric acid is a digestive enzyme, but one way you can tell if you're low on hydrochloric acid is to put a teaspoon of vinegar in water and drink it and see if your digestion is better. Then that gives you a clue that you might be low on hydrochloric acid. But I think more important for you is adding omega-3 fatty acids, which is fish oil. I mean, that, you know, at 6 a day or 9 a day, is going to help reduce that inflammation and pain that you're experiencing. That would be the first thing to add.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, sounds
They also
well.
Have That's liquids.
Right. Now, where do I get this omega acid gel? Do I go to the
nature stores? At a health food store, at a food co-op, at our office, any of those places, you know, good quality, which is actually going to, you have to make sure that you're getting good quality. They're not inexpensive, but they're not that expensive either.
Okay. Do I see a improvement in a good time? Because I have fingernails that don't grow with the darn. They get out to the end and they break off. So
well, yeah.
I mean, notice it there?
Yep, you certainly will. And I think you'll notice it all over your body. So that's, for you, that's where I would start. But also, I think getting more education about your nutritional help that you can do for your condition. You know, take some of our classes, see one of our nutritionists. I mean, it's going to be huge for you, I believe. So,
yeah, give this all a try here.
Okay.
And I appreciate your show and everything and got a lot out of it today.
Thank you
Thanks,
very much.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Barb, we were kind of talking about the necessary omega-3s and, you know, think about people that are kind of putting stress on their joints. Think about the runner.
Okay.
They're putting a lot of stress on their joints, aren't they?
What kind of diet is the runner on? Usually low fat and lots of carbs, because they've learned over their years that high carb, you know, carb loading is really important if you're running. And we've learned that that's just really not true in general, especially the carbs that they do, like the processed cereal bars that are full of the high fructose corn syrup and those kind of carbs. Wow, Dar, I think it's the end of our show.
You know, there's so many things that can help people if they've got pain and inflammation. And we were just able to touch on just a few things. But, you know, truly, the magic within you is the food that you eat. And thank you for listening today. Bye, Barb.
Bye, Dar.